And we welcome you to Lakeshore Sports 219. I'm Tommy Williams. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it. Now, let's see. It's late July. Temperatures are around, say, 80 degrees or warmer. So let's say we talk hockey. And for good reason, because yesterday, the very greatest team sport trophy made an appearance here in the region. The Stanley Cup made stops at Crown Point, Dyer, and Valparaiso. Sharing top billing with the Cup was Washington Capitol coach Todd Reirden, who at one time was a regionite for about, say, a decade or so. We had a chance to talk to Coach Reirden at the Midwest Ice Rink in Dyer about a special Thursday for hockey fans. First off, this is not your first rodeo winning a cup. I know you won one with Pittsburgh, but how special is this one with the Capitals?
Yeah, for sure. It's a great accomplishment for the whole organization in Washington. It's their first one that they've won, so it was neat to be a part of history with making with the Washington Capitals. But I have a bigger role on this team than I did back in Pittsburgh as a coach, and now taking over as the head coach is a great honor. So for me to come back to this area where I've done some charity work, some volunteer work in the past to build the game of hockey is awesome chance. I'm excited about it.
And I know bringing the cup here is just part of that. What else do you have planned for the region?
Yeah, started the day off in Crown Point, doing a couple different things there, both in the city hall, and then from there we went over to where they're going to be building a new rink, outdoor rink. Stopping by here to take some team photos with local teams, and then from here we're going to head over to Valparaiso and also spread a little bit of the Stanley Cup fun that way in their pavilion, where they also have an outdoor rink. But today is a really unique situation we have here today, because everyone who came today that's taking pictures has to wear a hockey jersey and they have to bring a donation. And the donation is to help build the game of hockey. So it's learn to play stuff. I've got a big sponsorship from Bauer as well, that they contributed some to this cause of building hockey in this area. And this is a great vehicle for me to be able to do it. So I'm excited about that.
How does it feel to carry the Stanley Cup?
Oh, it's... I'll tell you what, it felt a little lighter right on the ice in Las Vegas after we beat them, but it was amazing. It's 35 pounds, but it feels like about 5 ounces when you have the chance to get it up over your head. So it's an amazing accomplishment for me. It's just about bringing the cup back to this area and making sure that I continue to grow the game that's meant so much to me in my life and in my family's life as well. And I love the people in Northwest Indiana, so this gives me a chance for me to reconnect with them.
Talk about craziness. You win the cup, Barry Trotz resigns, you become head coach. How crazy has that been for you?
Yeah, that's something that I didn't plan for, but it's something where, you know, it's been a very fortunate break in terms of me getting that opportunity to have that chance to become a head coach, one of 31 in the league, and had a couple other chances the last couple of years, and contractually I wasn't able to do it. So this was a great situation for me where I could take over the Stanley Cup champs, and we have the large majority of our team back. It's again something that childhood dream for me as a player was always to play in the NHL. I was able to accomplish that, and now as a coach, it's absolutely awesome feeling.
That was Washington Capitol coach Todd Reirden, who, by the way, helped me knock out another item on my bucket list. I finally got to see the Stanley Cup in person. Awesome. Awesome, I say. Thanks a lot for joining us on Lakeshore Sports 219. I'm Tommy Williams. Thanks for stopping by. Hey, we appreciate it, and we will see you next time.